Proclamation number 0628 of October 19th, 1938. The Word of God as a help against temptation. Behold, my words shall be your comfort at all times. Just as I always surround you when you are in trouble, so my words are always witnesses of my love, and if you take them into your heart, strength and power will flow to you against all temptations of body and soul. Standing at the gate of life will always entail many temptations, for evil fights against good everywhere. But the earthly child is never left to its own devices, it finds help so easily and more than enough to resist all evil. Behold, my child, love, patience and gentleness have such great power in themselves that every danger can easily be averted by them. Whoever always remembers that the world can only be defeated through self-control will be less and less tempted to rebel and thereby harm himself. Wanting and being able are two different things, but what a person seriously wants he can do, for he will receive the strength to do so from above if it is good. And he will also find support from below if his will is directed towards evil. This is why every expression of power is accessible to the human being, and it is his will alone which, in its strength, utilizes the powers to a greater or lesser extent. That is why you are also able to achieve incredible things if only your will is strong. And you will therefore also be able to overcome all resistance with this will. And so that you are reminded time and again of what you should and should not do, immerse yourselves in my word and all strength and confidence will flow to you with it. For my words are words of eternal life. Whoever has them will no longer hunger and thirst. He will feel no weakness in himself. He will also never again be despondent. Therefore, immerse yourself in my word if you want to resist every temptation and be certain that the Father in heaven will grant you every assistance, for it is his will to lead you out of all the turmoil of life unscathed, towards himself and the eternal home. Amen.